Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Merengatang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All fellows with monkey sounds in there are called go.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon!
Wow!
Hey, welcome in. Danny and Dusty with you on this Monday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a great day. How was your weekend?
It was fantastic. How was yours?
It was very busy.
Mm.
Very busy, but good.
You didn't do anything this weekend, right?
Yeah, well, yes, I did.
Usually that's what busy means.
I did. I did a lot. Was down at the Oregon Spring Game. It was a fun time. Good experience. A lot of people at the Spring Game, which is good to see. I think they said there was around 40,000 people there.
That sounds like a pretty good number.
Usually I sit there. I'm horrible at counting people. I did not count each of them individually.
They're somewhere between 900 and 56,000.
Yeah. Well, I was sitting there and I was going, all right, NFL draft. They were like, there's 200,000 people here on Thursday. I was like, how do you know that? How can you count those people? And just taking up space?
They just do squares.
Like this is how many people can fit there. Yeah.
And John, you count this square.
Yeah.
Timmy,
yeah.
You count this one.
Nobody move. Nobody move. I don't know how they do that. You know, like when the Blazers had their rally for making the playoffs, remember that? When that was a thing? That was a whole deal. They're like 20,000 people in Pioneer Square.
Stuffed
and I was
in
like,
Pioneer Square.
How do you know? Yeah. But it seems right.
It felt right.
It seems right. 40,000 felt right. Mm-hmm. You had like the corners on the bigger side that were open. It was a little thin in the end zones.
Yeah.
But goal end zone to end zone. I won't even say goal line because end zone to end zone, it was packed all the way up. It was a good environment. And rain held off, rained a little early before the game, rained at the end of the Matt Carney concert that was there. Mm. And then outside of that, it was like decent little Oregon spring day.
I dare to ask, what is a Matt Carney?
What? Oh boy. Matt Carney is a musician
mm-hmm.
who's from Eugene.
Okay.
And he sings the song that they play in between the first and second quarters. Yeah, this one. Sings this song.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. And he is a Eugene guy. And so he has other songs too. My wife is a big Matt Carney fan. So that kind of gives you, like, the demo there. Like, this is his style of music, right?
Gotcha.
Definitely not metal enough for you.
No.
But
I do remember the song being played when I was down there for Oregon USC, and everyone's singing it.
Everybody sings it.
Was that when you tore your groin off your body?
Yeah. Hamstring. Yeah.
Hamstring, excuse me.
That was a hamstring injury. Get him right.
Yeah,
come on.
Right now.
Yeah, he...
Still don't know how that happened.
Somewhere around that thigh.
That was... it was a pretty crazy thing, because can you imagine this? Like, you are... As a kid, you were going to Oregon games. You make this song. It takes off. They start playing it in between the first and second quarter where, quite literally, the entire stadium
the
just
whole
starts
stadium
singing
sings it. It's insane.
And then they...
I remember looking around and going, what the hell is happening?
What am I missing here? You come back, And I think he lives in Nashville now, maybe.
That tracks.
Oh, a country singer? That's weird.
Yeah. I don't think he's country.
Well,
is that folksy? What you're going to call it? Yeah, yeah, a little folksy sound.
I think you could call this like pop country, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. And then they played this, obviously, in between the first and second quarters of the spring game, and he was like on the field before, and he had like a concert afterwards, which is pretty cool. A lot of people stayed around for.
Hmm.
But he was like getting emotional, like listening to everybody sing his song. And I was like,
I can only imagine what
that would be really kick ass.
That'd be pretty cool.
You make a song about your hometown and your home state, and they play it at the place where you grew up going to games and like the area you're from. Like, I was like, that is a pretty badass thing. Like,
hearing 10 people sing a song that you wrote would be cool. Hearing 40,000 people do it, I would.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool. Like when people come up to me and they're like, great point, dumbass. I'm like, hey, I said that. Hey, you remembered that. But no,
little things.
That'd be
great
awesome.
Great point, dumbass.
There it is. Right there. Drop king. Or like if somebody came up to you and was like, absolute unit. Mm. Like you'd be like, hey, all right, here we go. We're here.
Or big butts matter.
Big butts
of
matter.
Of which that has actually been brought up to me multiple times.
Yeah, big butts do matter.
Or somebody just walked up to Danny and did this.
Ew. Yeah, and you got to do it.
I got to
do it. Out of the gate.
It's in my contract.
Out of the gate.
Yeah.
Golly.
It's in my contract.
So disgusting. Just, it's like when people say moist, you know? It's just a weird, that gets people. What is that called? They've got to have a term
for
that.
A word?
Words that just
make you cringe.
Bother people and make them cringe. Russ, you should know that. Seems like an
absolute unit.
There. So, yeah, it was a busy weekend. Spring game was really good. We'll do a little recap of spring game and what happened down in Eugene. It was a good day, I thought.
You know,
I mean, for a lot of, but there's good and bad. There's good and bad in all of it.
Fun little rabbit hole.
Yeah, what's up?
Top words that make people cringe.
Yeah, hit me with them.
Moist is not number one.
Really?
Take a wild guess at what number one is.
Nipple.
No. But a nipple can do it.
Really? Let's break that down. Hold on. Let's unpack that, Jeff.
Nipple's just an uncomfortable word.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Number one, squirt.
I mean, that's a beverage.
Yeah, squirt. It is a fine grapefruit flavored soda beverage.
That's the word that makes people most uncomfortable, huh?
Squirt and then moist, number two.
Okay.
Squelch, number three.
Yeah, no, that isn't. That's no.
Mm-mm.
Secrete.
Yeah.
That's one, yeah. Like, that gives you, like...
Yeah, you can go with secrete or excrete.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's a tie between panties and defecate.
Now, panties is... That one is, like, a... When that you throw panties out there, you're like, you could have used so many other terms.
Yeah, like underwear.
Britches.
Yeah.
Thong.
Yeah.
Boxers.
Yeah.
Boxer briefs. Whitey-tighties.
Just even hearing the word panties makes you feel like you need to bathe.
Yeah. Like, you're trying to be creepy when you use that word. Like, when somebody uses the word squelch, no, you're not trying to be creepy when you do it.
Well, squelch, that's a sound, like in, you know, the music, the audio and such.
Yeah.
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 That one doesn't do it for
Next
me.
Next is flaccid.
Meh.
I mean, I think that makes people feel uncomfortable because they're like, dude, no, I'm a man.
Well,
I'm a man, bro.
Well, if we had our Australian guy, instead of saying, you know, limp, he could have said flaccid.
And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
My flaccid penis.
Yep, there we go. Yep. And we're off to a great start.
Yeah.
I like it.
Happy Monday.
Yeast.
Yeast?
See, but usually that needs to be in concert with a second word after it. That's where it starts to feel gross and uncomfortable.
So, like, rising, yeast rising, not it. Yeast infection.
There we go.
Gets you.
Yes.
Okay?
Little me, myself, and Irene, if you will.
Yeah. All right.
Chunk?
Somebody's picking up a loaf of bread, and I think it's sour.
Nah, chunk isn't. Chunk? No.
Yep.
No.
Those aren't Goonies fans.
Yeah, no.
No,
orifice?
I could see orifice, yeah.
Coagulate?
No.
Ointment?
No.
And crevice?
No.
I'm not, I don't subscribe to this list. I think we can...
You can kick off about half of that list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other people are just soft, huh?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going with?
Exactly.
All right. But we don't know what the word is for words that make you feel uncomfortable.
No, that's what I was looking up to see if there was a word for that.
Come on, English language. Get it together. We have like the there's a word for the, what are those images that make people feel uncomfortable? Like if they have, they pop up all the time, like on your social media feeds of like the BS stories where it's like, I don't even know how to describe this. But it has like a bunch of like little bumps on something or things that look like an eyeball that have like a reptile eyeball. You know how they're like all bumpy and it just makes you feel queasy and uncomfortable? Like the Dune mouth thing, right?
Oh,
you know,
like the mouth, the popcorn Dune bucket.
Yeah, like the that because of like the symmetry of it, and there's just too many.
Did you hear that? But what the movie theater that made those said?
No.
Or the movie theater company? If we knew you're all going to be so gross with them, we wouldn't have made it. And it's like, how did you make that and not think that was going to happen?
Yeah, you don't have anybody that thinks like a teenager?
No.
Like, that is one thing you have to do.
Run your product by a teenager.
Yeah. Or just somebody who is an adult that gets paid way too much money and thinks like a teenager.
Yes.
Like, those people exist where you're like, yeah, that doesn't look like the Dune worm. That looks like a fleshlight.
Yeah.
Like that, you're going the wrong direction here. You can't have that. No, it's non-starter.
It's amazing how many products that wouldn't make it out if you just did that.
Yeah, and it would save companies a lot of embarrassment.
Yes,
I mean, unless you're into that kind of thing.
Unless you want to buy a squirt.
What? I don't know.
I'm like, a Fresca man.
I bet you Fresca's cheaper than a squirt.
I am. Starry is not my
no,
jam.
No, Starry is
that's a knockoff Sprite, right?
That's like
no, it's Sierra Mist, just rebranded.
No, yes. That's it.
Yeah,
Sierra Mist. Never been a Sierra. I wasn't. Yeah. Hey,
it's a
you know what?
Slightly different recipe.
That makes me feel good because I wasn't a Sierra Mist guy either.
I like Starry.
It's in that line of Uncolas.
Yeah,
you got in there. You got to go with the OG. You just got to go with the 7-Up.
I'm an Orange Crush guy.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I like orange. I like Grape Crush.
You just hate the back of your mouth.
I don't know what that means.
It just hits you like all the way in the back of your mouth hard.
I don't know what that means either.
Do I have time before this break hits?
No, you don't have enough time. You don't have enough time.
I feel like that's a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of words that are out there, though. Mm-hmm. Vancouver Ford text line has all of them. Mm. They are all coming in at 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. We'll get to some of those, I guess. And maybe somebody knows what that is, the word for words that make you feel uncomfortable. But
it's called Danny. We'll
Yeah, that word's a real Danny. Actually, I think that works.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. Or a person that just takes things too far. maybe that's it.
A meringue-ism.
There you go.
Or a meringue-ism. Mm.
I watched it's a little old, but I watched the Yogi Berra doc over the weekend on Netflix.
Oh, not that
No,
guy.
Berra.
Gotcha.
Mm. Actually, there's a whole thing into that. It Ain't Over is what it's called. It's really good. If you haven't seen It Ain't Over, really good. You don't even have to be a Yankees fan. Me, not a Yankees fan. Yogi Berra is a man that deserves more respect to his name than he gets because he had a cartoon bear named after him and because of the Yogi-isms. But I thought it was really good. It Ain't Over. If you have not seen it, watch it. If you're a sports fan, you will enjoy it. Don't even have to be a baseball guy. Don't have to be a
Yogi-isms are fantastic.
Yes, but the person, his story is wild.
I would expect nothing less.
He was signed by the Yankees and was a minor leaguer. World War II started, and he's like, signing up.
Gotta go.
And went over and was injured storming the beaches of Normandy and did not fill out his Purple Heart paperwork because he didn't want to scare his mom. Didn't want to scare mom, so never filled out his Purple Heart paperwork for being injured in the line of duty, and then ended up having to, like, his family had to go back and, like, the United States military was like, they were like, hey, how do we get this? You know what their answer was? Mm. Go to social media to see if anybody can verify that he was injured in the line of duty. And they were like, you think that we're going to hit up a bunch of 100-year-olds on Twitter or Instagram?
Yeah,
I don't think that's going to be it. So he ended up getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's an okay.
Decent.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to sit there and I guess we'll concede Presidential Medal of Freedom is pretty
just
good.
Just won't give you the delayed Purple Heart.
Yeah, he's a badass, though. Yogi was a badass.
Speaking of badasses, this weekend, the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. I went and saw it, the new Guy Ritchie film.
Yes.
It is. I had a real suspicion that what it was going to be, and it ended up being exactly that.
Well, hey.
And it's kind of tells the story of the first, like, real black ops that the Brits ran and kind of their spinoff to what would end up become their SAS and their elite special forces.
Oh.
And kind of how that integrated into their intelligence field. And one of the guys they highlight is somebody who would later be known as Sir Ian Fleming, the writer of James Bond. And that one of the characters from, I mean, characters, one of the people from this mission ended up being the guy that he based James Bond on.
Oh, badass.
You want to watch a movie where they just kill Nazis just endlessly? Fantastic.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic stuff.
All right. So you go from Quentin Tarantino being that guy in Inglourious Basterds
it's got
to
that
now
kind of
Guy
feel to
Ritchie.
It. The reason why this mission came out and what led to this movie is the documents were only recently declassified. They are Winston Churchill's private documents that were declassified in 2016.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's only been 8 years, which means it was, 5 years from the time that they were declassified that it was made into a movie.
Crazy.
Churchill knew Moneypenny, too?
What'd you say?
Actually, kind of. No, wait. There was one of the women on the mission ended up marrying one of the guys on the mission.
Huh?
And that's kind of where a lot of this stuff comes from.
All right.
And her name is Marjorie, which is obviously pretty close to Moneypenny.
Okay.
Also, apparently, real quick, my wife and daughter apparently listening, they wanted to add the words phlegm and pus.
Ooh, those are
pus
good.
Pus was a, pus and cyst
were
both on the honorable mention.
Three of those. Mm-hmm. Bump them up. Those are near the top.
Mucus.
I'm okay with mucus. Mm. I'm okay. I can be overruled. This is a democracy. We can vote. But I'm okay with mucus. Right. Mucus doesn't bother me. Yeah. That doesn't bother me.
There we go. Yeah.
Phlegm, out.
Snot rocket?
No, that's just normal.
Yeah.
That's a word that you can use for, I don't have to use the word phlegm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can use hocta loogie.
Yep.
Snot rocket.
Well, that happens, a good probably dozen times or so a game on the sidelines of a football game, right?
Yeah.
You see the guy on senior day, baseball player on senior day?
Yeah.
Apparently, a couple of years ago, he was a pitcher, puked on the mound as he was being taken out of the game. So, to celebrate his senior day, puked on the mound, made himself throw up as he was leaving the field. Kind of like a full circle of deal for him,
that's
you know?
A deep cut.
Yeah. He just like went,
for all you real fans.
I
like a good callback.
Of like small D1 baseball, too. So, he did it for like a crowd of like
12.
15, and then what was the guy? Big Donkey. Remember we talked about him? He was the pitcher at Virginia.
God, he was great.
He's now covering college baseball.
Oh, I hope he's
on
covering
social media.
It. I hope he's covering it the way he did.
Well, that's what he did. That's how I found that.
Mm.
Is that I follow Big Donkey on Twitter, and he tweeted that video with the original video because it makes sense now. It makes sense why you go the full circle, you know, puke on as a freshman. Now I'm puking as a senior on my way out and the last time I leave.
Like it.
You know, baseball players are weird.
Yes, they are.
They are very weird. And
we appreciate them.
Yeah.
Especially the bullpen guys.
We'll talk about some of them today.
Yeah.
In fact,
we got some baseball guys. We have a lot of fun with audio.
We do.
From over the weekend, whether it's NFL draft, baseball is already like.
Baseball.
This is early. We haven't even turned the calendar to May. We got a couple more days left of the month of April. And baseball over the weekend was, boy howdy, we got some story time. Like, what are they going to talk about in August if this is what we're getting in April?
Yeah.
I mean,
love it.
Just summer sausage and prison exhibition games. Mm. Unrelated stories, unrelated broadcasts, but we have that fun with audio today.
And we're not even in the dog days yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, in August, bananas, it's going to be, we're going to really get some stories. In July,
it's going to be wild.
When you have a team that's 20 games under 500 before the All-Star break, what are these guys going to talk about? Really going to get
aggressive. I love it when it goes in there.
Ask Kevin Calabro and Lamar.
Yeah. But where we got to start, the NBA playoffs
Bill
are going
Burr,
on.
Coming up next.
Plenty of things to talk about there. We've seen stars emerge, and are we seeing some stars burn out? Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
And challenge met.
It just hits you like all the way in the back of your mouth hard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
The NBA playoffs rolled on over the weekend, and boy, we got some panic in the streets. How weird is it that we're entering an NBA second round? And look, we only have one series that is wrapped up, but we are staring down the barrel of KD has already been eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron is on the brink of being eliminated.
Uh-huh.
Giannis is on the brink of not even playing in these playoffs at all. Curry never played in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then you also have got Joel Embiid in the 76ers, an early exit from the postseason once again as they now stare down a 3-1 hole. And Embiid looks tired.
Same with Jimmy and Bam.
Yeah.
In Miami.
Yeah, Miami too. Well, they're 2-1. They are way behind. I can't believe that they only have game 4 tonight.
Dun, 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 dun.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, the Pelicans and Thunder, obviously, they have game 4 as well, but
yeah.
That's broom time.
Yeah, we could see another sweep in two sweeps, which is not unusual for the first round, having a couple of sweeps.
No, and again, you're looking at the number 1 seed here, and you're looking at the number, technically like 1.5 seed with Minnesota because everybody ended up within a game of each other. Like, it's good teams. Good teams getting brooms out. Like, that's what happens.
Are we seeing more stars emerging, though? Because I think that's been the most fun part about the playoffs so far, is we're seeing stars emerging, or are we seeing more stars running into roadblocks and maybe coming to an end, a la Curry and the Warriors, LeBron and the Lakers, and the way that this first round has played out? Because you have Jalen Brunson yesterday going for 47 points, a New York Knicks playoff record, which I absolutely loved what he said and his reaction after the game to setting the franchise's record for playoff points.
I look back when I retire. Seriously, this is, it's great right now. Helped us get a win, but it's not going to do anything for us going forward.
If there's a star to play for Tom Thibodeau, that's it.
I get what you're saying. I don't necessarily like that, and it's something that Dame struggled with. He's talked about how he just hasn't been able to, throughout his whole career, to really like appreciate moments when they happened. And now that he's older, I've talked to him about this, and he's been like, I wish I could have. Like, I wish I would have been able to enjoy things in the moment, because as I'm getting older, I'm noticing things that are gone. Like, it's that moment's gone. You can't go back and live in that moment. You can't go enjoy that moment. Like, I get what you're saying.
But that's sports, though, is that you can't take that moment for more than what it is, which is 47 helped you win a playoff game, got you one step closer to eliminating the 76ers, because if you enjoy that moment for too much and too long, then it is gone. You celebrate and you take in these moments after you win the ultimate prize, which is the title, because every single one of these guys, as the competitors that they are, your ultimate goal is playing in June, having a parade in late June.
And the thing is, though, if you don't enjoy those moments and you never get to win a title, then what?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, that was one thing I always appreciated Dame for, was that as he got older, especially, there was this realization that there is more than just winning a title, because we've kind of devalued sports to, if you're not winning a title, it's nothing. It's like, no, it's not nothing. But to your point,
fans have devalued that.
And I think it's important for players to recognize that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's okay to like celebrate. You were incredible that night. That's a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
And I thought Anthony Edwards did that really well with the Timberwolves, as far as like, Kevin Durant's my favorite player of all time. That's my guy. Like, so for me to like go out there and hand him that L, yeah, I loved it. It was fun.
And there's a difference between doing that after you eliminate him, then he
did it after game two.
Then taking it after you sit there and you go game to game and living in that moment, like, you have, like, having that narrow focus, there is something to it.
Yeah.
Like, there is something to getting over the hump into that place.
But he said that again, going into game two. Like, it was after game one when they had that stare down. They had the little, you know, the meme that came out of that. But
then also, you get the Timberwolves who celebrate winning the play-in. And it was like, what are you guys doing?
Here's an insane thing. Talking about as it pertains to Minnesota. That is the first sweep in Minnesota sports history of their professional teams. All of them, including the Minnesota Lakers. That's the Twins. That's the North Stars. That's the Wild. That's the Timberwolves. All of them.
Been a pretty miserable sports city for a while. I mean, Twins were good in the late 80s, early 90s.
But I mean, like, one sweep, that is the first sweep they've ever had. It's not like they haven't had teams there.
Yeah.
And it's not like they haven't had teams that have played, you know, played series.
For a long time.
And I was like, oh my, that's the Minnesota Timberwolves' third playoff series win.
Yeah, I saw something that, like, Ant Edwards was, like, seven the last time they advanced to the conference semifinals. Is that right?
Yeah.
This is a long time.
The first time the Phoenix Suns have been swept since the Portland Trailblazers did it to them in 99.
Okay. That is a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, goodness gracious.
But to your point of what you started the segment by asking was, are there more old stars fading or more new stars growing? If the NBA's smart, it's more new stars growing, because they have got to let go, because as you talked about, LeBron's on his way out, KD's on his way out, or KD's out. Booker, who's a prime guy, is, you know, out of the playoffs. Jimmy, what, 35 years old, he's on his way out. Steph's already out. And yet, what is being marketed right now? You still see LeBron,
yep,
Steph, KD. Now, I'm not saying I want to see one single more What a Pro Wants commercial.
Oh, hey, I am glad everybody else is catching on. I was on this weeks ago. I said 2 weeks ago I was done with it during the NCAA tournament. And it is now to the point where everybody has turned on What a Pro Wants.
No, yeah, they're starting to turn on the Thunder.
Because
like
of
the fun little team. It's like, no, you're not the fun little team anymore because this commercial sucks.
Yeah, now I hate you.
Yes, and there's been a lot of that going on. But I think this is a turning point.
Last time the Minnesota Timberwolves won a playoff series, Anthony Edwards was three. He was 3 years old.
Gobble up all of the
It was the 2003-2004 season when they lost in the conference
Good
finals.
God.
He was born.
That's right, he's 22.
He was born in 2001.
No.
And it was 2004 the last time they won a playoff series.
God, I thought it was later than that. I thought they won it before Garnett. But,
no,
yeah.
No. 2003, 2004, and then they lost their next. They went from 04. Their next playoff appearance was in 2017-18 season where they lost in the first round. And then 21-22 lost in the first round.
Jeez.
Last year, lost in the first round. And now they got over the hump and they got to the playoffs and won a series. And not just won a series, swept the Phoenix Suns.
And the other thing, I mean, there's so many things we can talk about coming out of this, but Cat actually not sucking an elimination game was mind-blowing. Anthony Edwards taking a mantle as maybe a top 10, not even maybe, a top 10 player in the NBA.
No doubt about it anymore.
I mean, like,
it's amazing, too. Everybody's like, new face of the league, Anthony Edwards. Was it 4 months ago we had send a video?
Yeah.
Was a major story that it...
He will not be the face of the league.
Zoop.
It will be Victor Wembanyama.
Nobody is talking about right now. It's like, boy, the news cycle really churned that one out really fast.
The league will not put him as the featured guy because it's not just send the video. It's the IG post, the homophobic IG post. Like,
yep.
He has a sordid past, and he's only been in the league a couple years. Like, they are not risking Ja Morant 2.0.
No, and that's going to be the problem with kind of these young stars of the league, because it's not just Anthony Edwards. You also have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has on a bigger stage, a grand stage, has popped for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think he's averaging, 28 per game in this series so far. You have Jalen Brunson, who is taking New York by storm, and the way that he has been able to put the Knicks on his back and get the Knicks to one game from eliminating Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers. You got Tyrese Halliburton, who may not be the scoring threat, but watching him play, you sit there and you're saying, this is a star player that we are watching play against the Milwaukee Bucks up and down the floor. And next year, it's going to be name recognition to go along with hopefully a healthy Tyrese Halliburton as well.
You've got so many guys that are popping now that the league can't not go down this path. They can't. Otherwise, they're ruining what they're building.
Which is?
The transition. This is the post-LeBron transition.
That's what you have to get used to, life after LeBron,
Steph
and KD.
Yeah.
And this was like going to be back to Jordan in that vacuum of no stars.
Till LeBron
came
along.
The league kind of went, and albeit it was only a couple of years, but a few years. But remember what happened in those few years. That was David Stern, the dress code. It was
Kobe came along, and then he had Colorado.
And then Colorado happened.
And it was like, okay, we're going to move on. LeBron, come on down.
And look, Kobe is a great example of why they're not going to prop up Anthony Edwards right now. His game, it fits that profile of being
100%.
The next star of the league. When you watch him play, you're like, that dude can take over a game.
Ruthless.
He's fun to watch. He is fun to listen to after games too and interviews, and you see his interaction with his teammates, and they all love him,
yeah.
Right? But you can't ignore the other things when you're talking about
the corporate of it all,
the high profile nature of being a face of a league, or not just being the face of the league, a face of the league.
You're looking at Wemby, probably Shai. Who that next guy is, I don't know. because the league's going to make sure that they're clean.
You have to.
Because they're just not going to jaw Zion. Because that's the thing, is they got burned not only by Kobe in that period, but recently Ja and Zion. Those were two American-born stars that you were going to prop up, and now they're just like, maybe we do need to go the international path.
Well, you also have to think, you've got to have one in a bigger market, too. And that's where you go, could it be the, and then you have an unwilling participant for the face of a league or one of them. In Jalen Brunson, his game is amazing. He plays in New York, but is it sexy enough to be, we are going to prop him up? And does he have the personality to go along with it? I love Jalen Brunson, but he's got edge to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a sharp edge that he has. On the flip side of this, we have guys that are, their teams are fading out, and they're fading really quickly. And there is a lot of reason for panic in a lot of these quote unquote super teams that we've been seeing. We'll get to that next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
All right, talking NBA playoffs over the weekend. One team has advanced. It is the Minnesota Timberwolves. Clean sweep of the Phoenix Suns. KD, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal. Hopes were high. Never got off the ground.
The idea of this is that, or the idea of this was supposed to be, that they could be a super team that offensively would overpower. They never overpowered offensively, and defensively they were middle of the pack. And now they've exhausted all of their options going the next year. They don't control their draft pick until 2031. Let that sink in for a second. They do not control their own draft pick until 2031 because of trades and swaps.
The Rams right there.
Yeah, but without the Super Bowl. And with the Rams, you take that and you do it every single time.
Yeah.
You mortgage the future and you won. You can ride that for a decade. The Suns can't ride anything here because they weren't good. And it wasn't, you know, Devin Booker. It wasn't Kevin Durant. It was Bradley Beal. They had multiple paths to take with the Chris Paul deal. They listened to either Matt Ishbia, he's made some choices already. Maybe don't listen to Isaiah Thomas ever.
Ever.
Ever about anything. Other than, like, listen to him tell stories about his career, great.
And why the Dream Team shouldn't have hated him.
Yes, but the choices to mortgage your future without having any proof of concept, with a no-trade clause contract, Kevin Durant getting older, Bradley Beal falling apart, and getting off your former number one overall pick, DeAndre Ayton, because of emotional damage that you caused within the team.
And bringing in Nurk as his replacement when emotions were exactly the reason why DeAndre Ayton went out. Love Nurk. Great dude.
Yep.
That man is...
That's an emotional roller coaster.
He will disappear on you.
And he did.
He did. Absolutely he did. I loved Anthony Edwards after the game. He's like, he looked at the box score and he goes, Drew Eubanks didn't play? He actually was good for them this series, and he didn't even see the floor in the elimination game.
Tough.
That's a tough look when the star player on the other team one look at the box score and goes, Drew Eubanks didn't even play?
And you know why he did that? Because Nurk talks on the floor. And Ant Edwards is, he will talk. He will talk publicly, which is one of those things that's interesting. But there's already been discussions. There were discussions coming in. Frank Vogel's getting fired. I mean, Woj put that. I mean, good God. Woj wrote the obituary on Saturday.
The buzzer went in game four last night.
No, it's after game three.
No, but as of like right when the buzzer hit, it was like, when are the bags going to be packed?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was it. Yeah. And you said this, right before the playoffs started, so it would have been like 2 weeks ago, they're asking Vogel to do something that he can't do with their roster.
Yeah, same thing the Lakers did, and they blamed Vogel for that. The same way they're going to blame Darvin Ham, but at least Vogel had the title to kind of fall back on.
All right, Darvin Ham in the Lakers,
not being fired.
They are on the brink of it. And LeBron James, he stared a hole through Darvin Ham.
Forget staring a hole. How about jumping up and down like a 12-year-old on the sideline and then allowing a backdoor cut to Jamal Murray? If LeBron James doesn't get that late rip through steal that leads to the run-out dunk from Jokic, the Nuggets might have come back in that game.
Yeah, that was...
It was touch and go in the final 3 minutes.
31 points and damn near blew it.
It was so close. Again, that...
That was Blazers tanking.
Yeah, I mean... Unbelievable stuff, but the ripple effects that are going to come out of this playoff, and this I have said this since November of last year, knowing what the CBA was going to do, it was just a matter of which teams it was going to be. Who falls apart? Because the West was too loaded. You knew the West was too loaded.
Yep.
Who blows up early, and what does that do to the market? Because there have been discussions that I've heard behind the scenes about trading Devin Booker, about trading Kevin Durant, about LeBron James actually asking out. Do they move on from Anthony Davis in Los Angeles? Trey Young being available.
Well, he doesn't even have to ask out. He can opt out.
Yeah.
LeBron can just go.
Saying no to $56 million is a lot easier said than done. But Jimmy Butler, Paul George doesn't have a contract extension. Philadelphia's looming for him. Like, there's so much potential for disruption because of either Brandon Ingram. I've heard he's basically being
Shipped out of New Orleans.
Out of New Orleans. And they're probably going to get swept by OKC tonight. There is a chance for major, major, major disruption with how teams are constructed because the impact of the CBA going forward is so prohibitive. Teams are like, nope, I'm out. Like, I think this is what you're going to see is teams cutting ripcords on stuff a lot sooner and being a lot more risk averse on giving up draft capital.
Well, and that is the hard part that Phoenix has created for themselves
they
right
have
now.
No draft capital and no way out.
And no trade clauses to players. You're just sitting there and they're in a rut. Mm-hmm. And you look at all of these teams, the Lakers are probably the next hose after Phoenix because of the fact if LeBron feels like what we saw on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
his feelings towards Darvin Ham,
the organization,
the blank stares that he has had on the bench, not just in the playoffs, but during the regular season too.
And LeBron has been great.
What am I doing right now? And he knows he doesn't have much. He talks about it all the time. I don't know how much I have left in the tank. Right now, he's good enough to be on a contending team with a roster around him. He is playing good enough to go in and make a run to a conference title or an NBA title.
Yeah, if he's willing to sacrifice and go be that guy. For teams that are down 3-1, so that's for Milwaukee because they're probably going to be without Dame and Giannis.
And Middleton is dinged up.
Yeah.
Bobby Portis getting the early exit.
Which, that was a terrible ejection. Just double team and get back to work. It was so stupid. No punches were thrown.
Yeah, well, in talking to us, they got early texts in that. They kind of set the tone early.
It's so dumb.
All right, so Philly, down 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee, down 3-1.
LA,
down 3-1.
Teams that are down 3-1 have won less than 5% of series.
And it feels like Embiid, it was like his final push was the first three quarters last night.
He's clearly
yesterday.
Not healthy.
That, not last
you can
night,
see the knee. Afternoon. You can see the knee just buckle every single game.
Can you trust him, though?
No.
In Philly, they absolutely have to have more around him.
Paul George, Tyrese Maxey, Paul George, Joel Embiid would be... Because you're getting nothing out of Tobias Harris. You're paying $30 million for nothing. Well, just remember...
Goldfish commercials with Boban.
With Bobby and Toby. For all of the people who are like, oh, Jeremy Grant's overpaid. Jeremy Grant produces significantly more than Tobias Harris does in those spots. Like, That's the reality, is that Philly's just not... Philly would crawl over glass for Jeremy Grant right now instead of Tobias Harris.
All right, so which team has the most panic? 503-864-6326. That's a Vancouver Ford text line. You can also be in the twitch.tv/1080amthefan comments or youtube.com/1080amthefan comments. Which team should be panicking the most? Danny Dusty on the Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, where's the most panic for you? Phoenix? Is that it for you?
Yeah, it's Phoenix. They have no options. Like, New Orleans, if they get out here and get swept, they can trade Ingram. They can trade Zion. They have, you know, the only picks they don't have left are the ones left from the Lakers ones they don't control necessarily.
Now,
let's swaps.
I think that is kind of the consensus here. And if you were to power rank them, what team is second then? Is it Philly or is it L.A.? Or Milwaukee, because they have a Doc Rivers problem, too.
Yeah, that one is more injuries than anything else. Giannis and Dame being injured.
And Middleton. Like, we're ignoring the fact Middleton is hurt, too.
Yeah, but he's still been playing. I mean, he had 42, 15, and 6.
I know. He's incredible. It's like hobbled again. Yeah, again. And that may be a bigger issue as it looms forward.
And I think that's the other part of this is the older teams are beat up. Look at all the older teams. They're all beat up. I mean, Kawhi's probably not going to play the rest of the series after playing a game in L.A., which...
They're actually better. Or two. He's played in
two. I'm sorry, you're two games.
Two.
Yeah.
They're 0-2 with him.
2-0 without him.
2-0 without him.
And by God, were James Harden and Paul George great yesterday.
Dude, Paul George...
Good. I mean, he was awful.
Still got it.
Awful in game three.
Still got it, though.
But my God, was he... That first half, he was otherworldly.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's right. He's still got that gear.
Or they almost blew a 31-point lead yesterday.
The Mavs came back. And that's we all knew this series was going to be the most competitive.
Yeah.
Like, that was, we kind of anticipated that. But the Suns don't have a way out. They don't have a way out.
No. Well, they might if you listen to Rick Bucher.
Mm.
The only team that I looked at, and it's hilarious because it would reunite DeAndre Ayton.
Portland
and Devin Booker, but if I could get
that's right,
Malcolm Brogdon, Jeremy Grant, Anthony Simons,
and picks,
and two or three picks.
They don't want their picks because they're so young anyway. Now Portland needs guys,
and Portland would say, hey, you know what? We got our new Damian Lillard, we got our new guy. And the reason that you can't, and I have nothing. I'm not blaming Devin Booker for what happened to Phoenix,
yeah.
But he's been there 9 years. He's never won a playoff game without Chris Paul. And he's looked at as the number one there. I don't know that you can keep him there and he's going to say, okay, now I'm going to be the number two. Or how you're going to get a number one.
So Portland needs exactly what he delivers. Veteran presence, 27 a night.
Yeah.
And maturity, doesn't get in trouble,
and
good guy.
Whole thing. I mean, the whole package. Look, I'm not saying that that's going to happen or should happen. And I'm not even saying that that's the best deal. I just started thinking about what could the Phoenix Suns get for Devin Booker that would fit around everything else that they have that would make them better than they are right now? And that would do it.
Good call. What are you shaking your head at? I like that move. Portland's got too many young players and Jeremy Grant. They need a substantial all-star. And Phoenix needs picks, a bench, and guys that work with KD.
All right, what do you think of that?
I love that we're reuniting Anthony Simons, Jeremy Grant, and Yusuf Nurkic, and Nasir Little,
with
Andrew Eubanks with Kevin Durant.
Yeah, but Kevin Durant is a big one in that. That's a big one. That's a big one in that.
It's the answer to what happens if you got Kevin Durant in Portland.
Yeah, pretty good team. Pretty good team. That seems like way too much.
Ant Malcolm, Jeremy, and 3-1s for Book. I don't think so.
Give them Golden State, and the money doesn't make sense.
No, you'd have to throw Grayson Allen in back to Portland, and even then you got to find another $6 million. So maybe you do another deal. But also, they're a second apron team, so it's very tight in order to work that kind of situation. But look, the Blazers are not at a point where they can say no to talent, and Booker being in prime is a little bit weird because he's 27. If he was 24, 25, 26, I think you can do that. You can at least like think about it. But 27, you kind of squint at a little bit. And everyone's like, well, you can't do that. You can't bring another guard. The Blazers don't have anybody that they can't take somebody else over the top.
Well, yeah, you're getting rid of two guards in this situation. In that scenario, Brogdon, Ant, and Grant all go.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are getting rid of two guards. You do have a massive hole with Jeremy Grant being gone, though, in your lineup.
You're hoping you can draft top of the draft this year.
Can Book play alongside a Scoot is the other one there.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have, you're not giving up like the draft capital would be if you give up the 2024 Warriors pick.
Sure.
Okay. No sweat. You don't can't get any younger with this year's roster anyways. You're not giving up a 2025, though.
No.
You
2025
sure
picks are untouchable.
And if you give up, well, you're not giving up your own Golden State pick, and you have some flexibility there. If you're giving up a first-round pick, you know, is it going to be 2026? If you give them 2024 Golden State and a 2026, you know, first-round pick, does that make it more palatable for you?
But even then, you're talking about a guy in Booker who he's in his prime. He doesn't want to be here and watch Scoot and Shea develop either. That's why I say it's got to. If the Blazers are going to make a move for a guy who's on the way up, they've got to be the under 25 category.
I don't see that one happening either. All right, 503-864-6326. Coming up, we still have got Oregon Ducks spring game wrap up that we need to get to. We will have fun with audio. We got a ton of fun with audio, baseball edition. But the NFL draft wrapped up on Sunday, or Saturday rather. Wins all the way around. Wins everywhere across the NFL draft. And we're hearing from rookies that their fan base is going to absolutely love. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.